Hi, Ed Burdett here. As we finish our weekday readings, I want to briefly say that this podcast is a labor of love that's funded entirely by listener donations. Each day of the week, we offer scripture readings, and every Friday, we include a devotional called Reap, where we read, examine, apply, and pray over a section of scripture. If you find value in what we offer, or if you'd like to help spread Bible resources across the world, would you consider supporting us financially? You can do that by visiting oneyearbiblepodcast.com/give. Special thanks to our monthly donors who consistently and faithfully offer their support. Once again, that address is oneyearbiblepodcast.com/give. Thanks for considering, and now for today's reading. Today's reading begins in Joshua, chapter 19, starting in verse 1. The second lot came out for Simeon, even for the tribe of the children of Simeon, according to their families. Their inheritance was in the middle of the inheritance of the children of Judah. They had for their inheritance Beersheba, or Sheba, Molada, Hazar Shul, Bela, Ezim, Eltolad, Bethul, Horma, Ziklag, Beth Markaboth, Hazar Susa, Beth Lebaoth, and Sharuhen, 13 cities with their villages, Ain, Rimmon, Ether, and Ashan, 4 cities with their villages, and all the villages that were around these cities to Baalath-beer, Ramah of the south. This is the inheritance of the tribe of the children of Simeon, according to their families. Out of the part of the children of Judah was the inheritance of the children of Simeon, for the portion of the children of Judah was too much for them. Therefore the children of Simeon had inheritance in the middle of their inheritance. The third lot came up for the children of Zebulun, according to their families. The border of their inheritance was to Sarid. Their border went up westward, even to Marilah, and reached to Dabbesheth. It reached to the brook that is before Jokneam. It turned from Sarid eastward towards the sunrise, to the border of Chisloth-Tabor. It went out to Dabarath, and went up to Japhia. From there it passed along eastward to Gath-Hepher, to Eth-Kazin, and it went out to Rimmon, which stretches to Nea. The border turned around it on the north, to Hanathon, and it ended at the valley of Iphtah-El, Kattath, Nahalel, Shimron, Idalah, and Bethlehem, 12 cities with their villages. This is the inheritance of the children of Zebulun, according to their families, these cities with their villages. The fourth lot came out for Issachar, even for the children of Issachar according to their families. Their border was to Jezreel, Chesuloth, Shunem, Hapharaim, Shion, Anaharath, Rabbith, Kishion, Ebez, Remeth, Enganim, Enhadah, and Beth Pazez. The border reached to Tabor, Shahuzama, and Beth Shemesh. Their border ended at the Jordan, 16 cities with their villages. This is the inheritance of the tribe of the children of Issachar, according to their families, the cities with their villages. The fifth lot came out for the tribe of the children of Asher, according to their families. Their border was Helkath, Hali, Beten, Akshaph, Alamelech, Ahmad, Mishal. It reached to Carmel westward, and to Shihor Libnath. It turned towards the sunrise to Beth Dagon, and reached to Zebulun, and to the valley of Iphtah-El northward to Beth Emek and Na'il. It went out to Kabul on the left hand, and Ebron, Rehob, Hammon, and Cana, even to Great Sidon. The border turned to Ramah, to the fortified city of Tyre, and the border turned to Hosa. It ended at the sea by the region of Akzib, Uma also, and Aphek, and Rehob, 22 cities with their villages. This is the inheritance of the tribe of the children of Asher, according to their families, these cities with their villages. The sixth lot came out for the children of Naphtali, even for the children of Naphtali according to their families. Their border was from Heleph, from the oak of Zaananim, Adami Nekeb, and Jabneel, to Lachom. It ended at the Jordan. The border turned westward to Asnath-Tabor, and went out from there to Hukok. It reached to Zebulun on the south, and reached to Asher on the west, and to Judah at the Jordan towards the sunrise. The fortified cities were Zidim, Zer, Hamath, Rakath, Chinnereth, Adamah, Ramah, Hazor, Kadesh, Edrei, En-Hazor, Iron, Migdal-El, Horem, Beth-Anath, and Beth-Shemesh, 19 cities with their villages. This is the inheritance of the tribe of the children of Naphtali, according to their families, the cities with their villages. The seventh lot came out for the tribe of the children of Dan, according to their families. The border of their inheritance was Zorah, Eshtael, Ir Shemesh, Shaalubin, Aijalon, Ithlah, Elon, Timnah, Ekron, Eltekeh, Gibbethon, Baalath, Jehud, Bene Barak, Gath Rimon, Mejarkon, and Rakan, with the border opposite Joppa. The border of the children of Dan went out beyond them, for the children of Dan went up and fought against Leshem, and took it, and struck it with the edge of the sword, and possessed it, and lived therein, and called Leshem Dan, after the name of Dan their forefather. This is the inheritance of the tribe of the children of Dan, according to their families, these cities with their villages. So they finished distributing the land for inheritance by its borders. The children of Israel gave an inheritance to Joshua, the son of Nun, amongst them. According to the Lord's commandment, they gave him the city which he asked, even Timnath-Serah, in the hill country of Ephraim. And he built the city and lived there. These are the inheritances which Eleazar the priest, Joshua the son of Nun, and the heads of the fathers' houses of the tribes of the children of Israel distributed for inheritance by lot in Shiloh before the Lord, at the door of the tent of meeting. So they finished dividing the land. The Lord spoke to Joshua, saying, speak to the children of Israel, saying, assign the cities of refuge, of which I spoke to you by Moses, that the manslayer who kills any person accidentally or unintentionally may flee there. They shall be to you for a refuge from the avenger of blood. He shall flee to one of those cities, and shall stand at the entrance of the gate of the city, and declare his case in the ears of the elders of that city. They shall take him into the city with them, and give him a place, that he may live amongst them. If the avenger of blood pursues him, then they shall not deliver up the manslayer into his hand, because he struck his neighbor unintentionally, and didn't hate him before. He shall dwell in that city until he stands before the congregation for judgment, until the death of the high priest that shall be in those days. Then the manslayer shall return, and come to his own city, and to his own house, to the city he fled from. They set apart Kadesh in Galilee, in the hill country of Naphtali, Shechem in the hill country of Ephraim, and Kiriath Arba, also called Hebron, in the hill country of Judah. Beyond the Jordan at Jericho eastward, they assigned Bezer in the wilderness in the plain out of the tribe of Reuben, Ramoth in Gilead out of the tribe of Gad, and Golan in Bashan out of the tribe of Manasseh. These were the appointed cities for all the children of Israel, and for the alien who lives amongst them, that whoever kills any person unintentionally might flee there, and not die by the hand of the avenger of blood, until he stands trial before the congregation. The Gospel of Luke, chapter 19, starting in verse 28. Having said these things, he, that is Jesus, went on ahead, going up to Jerusalem. When he came near to Bethphage and Bethany, at the mountain that is called Olivet, he sent two of his disciples, saying, go your way into the village on the other side, in which, as you enter, you will find a colt tied, which no man has ever sat upon. Untie it and bring it. If anyone asks you, why are you untying it, say to him, the Lord needs it. Those who were sent went away and found things just as he had told them. As they were untying the colt, its owner said to them, why are you untying the colt? They said, the Lord needs it. Then they brought it to Jesus. They threw their cloaks on the colt and sat Jesus on them. As he went, they spread their cloaks on the road. As he was now getting near, at the descent of the Mount of Olives, the whole multitude of the disciples began to rejoice and praise God with a loud voice for all the mighty works which they had seen, saying, blessed is the King who comes in the name of the Lord, peace in heaven and glory in the highest. Some of the Pharisees from the multitude said to him, teacher, rebuke your disciples. He answered them, I tell you that if these were silent, the stones would cry out. When he came near, he saw the city and wept over it, saying, if you, even you, had known today the things which belong to your peace, but now they are hidden from your eyes. For the days will come on you when your enemies will throw up a barricade against you, surround you, hem you in on every side, and will dash you and your children within you to the ground. They will not leave in you one stone on another, because you didn't know the time of your visitation. He entered into the temple and began to drive out those who bought and sold in it, saying to them, it is written, my house is a house of prayer, but you have made it a den of robbers. He was teaching daily in the temple. But the chief priests, the scribes, and the leading men amongst the people sought to destroy him. They couldn't find what they might do, for all the people hung on to every word that he said. Psalm 88, beginning in verse 1. Lord, the God of my salvation, I have cried day and night before you. Let my prayer enter into your presence. Turn your ear to my cry, for my soul is full of troubles. My life draws near to Sheol. I am counted amongst those who go down into the pit. I am like a man who has no help, set apart amongst the dead, like the slain who lie in the grave, whom you remember no more. They are cut off from your hand. You have laid me in the lowest pit, in the darkest depths. Your wrath lies heavily on me. You have afflicted me with all your waves. You have taken my friends from me. You have made me an abomination to them. I am confined, and I can't escape. My eyes are dim from grief. I have called on you daily, Lord. I have spread out my hands to you. Do you show wonders to the dead? Do the departed spirits rise up and praise you? Is your loving kindness declared in the grave, or your faithfulness in destruction? Are your wonders made known in the dark, or your righteousness in a land of forgetfulness? But to you, Lord, I have cried. In the morning, my prayer comes before you. Lord, why do you reject my soul? Why do you hide your face from me? I am afflicted and ready to die from my youth up. While I suffer your terrors, I am distracted. Your fierce wrath has gone over me. Your terrors have cut me off. They came around me like water all day long. They completely engulfed me. You have put lover and friend far from me, and my friends into darkness. Proverbs chapter 13, beginning in verse 12. Hope deferred makes the heart sick, but when longing is fulfilled, it is a tree of life. Whoever despises instruction will pay for it, but he who respects a command will be rewarded. The teaching of the wise is a spring of life, to turn from the snares of death.